USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Millions of dollars are going to be diverted from disaster relief to border enforcement by the Trump administration. The Department of Homeland Security confirming it's moving $271 million to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. That'll include $155 million from the Federal Emergency Management Agency's Disaster Relief Fund. State Republicans in Alabama pushing Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar to be removed from Congress. The state party there is calling on the Alabama congressional delegation to start the process to expel the freshman Democrat, a Somali refugee and naturalized American who's become one of the first two Muslim women in Congress. The Minnesota Democrat sparking controversy more than once over comments on U.S.-Israeli issues. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind a wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Tropical Storm Dorian dropping heavy rain on the island of St. Lucia yesterday is now headed for Puerto Rico, and it's strengthening. It could hit Puerto Rico as a hurricane later today or tonight. Officials in Puerto Rico say they're ready. Then, this weekend, it could strike Florida.
The entire coast of the Florida Peninsula, I think, should continue to monitor the system, you know, toward the end of the week.
That's Dave Roberts of the National Hurricane Forecasting Center, who says parts of Florida could get 7 inches of rain from Dorian. At least 23 people are dead and over a dozen more injured after a suspicious fire tore through a bar in the Mexican state of Veracruz. The Mexican Attorney General's office says the fire may, quote, constitute a malicious attack, but provided no other details. After months of on-and-off peace talks, word is an agreement between the U.S. and the Taliban in Afghanistan could be announced at any time. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new Missouri law ban on abortions after 8 weeks of pregnancy will not take effect after a federal judge blocked it. U.S. District Judge Howard Sachs put a pause on the law as a legal challenge plays out in court, which could end up taking months. He added that Planned Parenthood and the American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri likely will succeed in their lawsuit alleging that the law is unconstitutional. Similar laws have been struck down in North Dakota and Iowa over the last few weeks. Missouri already has some of the nation's most restrictive abortion regulations. A clinic in St. Louis is now the only one in the state that is performing abortions. Planned Parenthood sued the health department over licensing disputes, and now the case is before the Administrative Hearing Commission. A hearing is scheduled for the last week of October. That clinic continues to operate while the licensing dispute is considered. A new survey from J.D. Power shows that the alerts from new driver assist systems are so annoying that some motorists are turning them off. J.D. Power said the findings are a major concern for automakers who want to sell the systems and prepare drivers for automated vehicles. The survey found that 23% of drivers with systems that keep vehicles in their lanes view the alert as annoying. The results vary by brand, with up to 30% finding the alerts bothersome in other brands. Of the drivers who don't like the alerts, 61% go as far as disabling the systems completely. J.D. Power surveyed over 16,400 people from February through July who bought or leased a 2019 vehicle in the past 90 days. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.